Boy, you look nice tonight.
Thank you. I'm decided to dress up a little bit. I got tired of just bumming out. I know I haven't shaved, but I had a productive weekend. I thought, you know what, I'd start off the weekend with a sharp look. You know what, I may wear sharp clothes all week. I don't think I've done that in years.
That's interesting because I actually wore, since you dressed up, I wore these, which is the opposite of what you did. Like, normally I would wear tennis shoes.
However, if you have dress shoes...
These are dress...
They're dress... If you have...
Dress Crocs.
If you have dress pants on, you could get away with that.
Yeah, I think so, too. These are kind of dressy. I didn't know you were gonna dress up. I'm actually in the same boat you are in the sense of not shaving. I keep forgetting to shave. And when I do that, I will just trim. I got like a buzzer deal.
Yeah.
And so I'll just buzz it down to, you know, I prefer a 3 if I shave, but if I haven't shaved, I'll go with a 7. And I know that's a drastic difference, but I'm on a 7 right now.
But see, the thing is, if you were to go from a 7 to a 3, there's going to be some pain and pinching involved.
Nah, I'm a pro at it.
Really, man? It tears me up. The only time I shave clean is when I see my girlfriend. It's
probably going to be one more night before I actually go back down to the 3. Because this is our late night. We do the live podcast and everything else, and so... when I get home, I don't know. It's not that big a deal to shave, but I feel like it's so time consuming that I will put it off if I'm like, I'm tired or I'm ready to get in bed or whatever.
Yeah, I get really frustrated because I'm a perfectionist and I try and scrape everything off. If I feel just a little bit, I'll scrub on it till my face is bleeding.
What are we?
It's like bright pink. It's like I have to have it completely smooth.
What are we even talking about? Tony Gump in the house. Hey now. Hey now. We switched some things around in here, and I'm trying to get used to it. So my camera's on my left. My microphone's on my... I am not used to this microphone. Like, it feels so weird being over here. Because at the station, the mic's on the left. Like, am I centered? Where am I at? Am I in the middle? Station, the mic's on the left. Now, when we first started in this studio, the mics were on the right side. And you're kind of a switch hitter because if we've got multiple people, you're down here at the end.
Right.
And go back to the...
Sorry, he said switch hitter.
Well, it's you know, we had that conversation about, you know, one arm being stronger than the other. And yours are the same, so you're a switch hitter.
Right.
But I'm not used to it. And it's kind of weirding me out. I don't know. It's like I don't want to touch it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you're used to, you know, just grab that.
Yeah, I'm the type of guy. I like to fondle my microphone.
Yes.
And mine was limp today, as a matter of fact.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very, very strange. A lot of our mics are limp. They need some new washers is what they need.
Well, thanks to Tony, all the mics in here are stiff as a board.
Yes, they are.
Well,
no,
I just read something like one wasn't working. They said they can't hear Bird right now.
They
really?
Can't hear me?
Bird.
Me? Hold me? On. Hello?
You got to talk louder.
Louder? Okay. Hello?
No, you're working. I don't know what these guys are talking about. Bird is
Bird has
got to be working.
About me? Not, something got not, I don't know. Can you guys hear him right now?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Should.
Poop. What word did I just say?
I don't know.
Poop.
I don't know what's going on, but you're coming through our equipment. I could see it. I could see it working. Give us a hey now.
Hey now.
Wait, hold on. Do it again.
Hey now.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's coming through my microphone. Or maybe you're not talking loud enough.
I'm talking just as loud as
okay,
I can.
Okay. You're working. Okay, we're good.
Okay, did everybody say we're working?
We've blown everybody's ears out. But yeah, glad to be here. Glad to be back with a brand new episode. It always feels like a lifetime when we're out of the studio.
It does.
And this is going to be one of those episodes where we didn't really have a plan as to what we were going to do. I spent today's radio show kind of recapping some of the stuff that happened. And I hate when this happens. But we have this buildup throughout the whole day of, hey, X, Y, and Z is going to happen. They're going to make a judgment on the Trump deal. Joe Biden's visiting East Palestine. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada. All that happened after the show on Friday. And I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah, but then you're able to pontificate on it, you think. And then that way you're able to share your insight. Whereas before, if it had just happened, you might not be able to share that same amount of insight.
I don't know. I'm good at giving my opinions on the spot. Oh, I know.
What?
I was on the way over here, and I was looking at social media. I wasn't
while
dry.
You were, oh, okay.
No. I pulled over like everybody does and looked at my phone. And I saw a picture. So Richard Dixon changes his photos a lot. His cover photos. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. You know how he's constantly changing cover photo. And he posted one from that dinner that we had with Craig Westbrook. You know, the real fancy, expensive dinner. And that, me in that picture, like, this is why people were telling me I look like a lesbian softball player. Tony, pull up Facebook real quick. Let's, Oh, bro. And just go to search and look up Dixon. And there he is. All right, so click that picture at the top. Yeah, just click that. No, the other one, the big one.
Oh, sorry.
And then pull that up on the screen.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Where am I?
You're behind the lesbian softball player.
I deliberately did that.
Why would y'all let me not?
It just makes you look so good now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, look at me. I look like I'm storing nuts for winter. Look at my face. My God. Bird's even embarrassed to be with me. He's hiding behind me. Good Lord,
no, I
dude.
Just felt like hiding. I don't
well,
know
and listen, it was no secret that in the pursuit to grow my hair, that I was going to go through a very strange stage, okay? And this was part of that stage. But I mean, looking back on it, it's like 10 times worse. Like, what could I have done with that? There was nothing I could do. It wasn't long enough to do anything. And this is, what is this, summer of, was this last summer?
No, it was Christmas, a year ago Christmas.
So two Christmases ago.
Mm-hmm.
What Christmas would that have been, 2022?
2022.
So I had been with the station for a year at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, man.
Was that when you guys got together and had like that steak or whatever?
Yeah, this was that big fancy dinner with Craig Westbrook from Birmingham Broker.
That's right.
I can't believe y'all let me look like that. That's awful. Trish, how could you let me go out of the house looking like that? Good Lord.
Well, I mean, I think it was fine. It's a part of your history.
She tells me how handsome I am all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at her and I think, I know you're lying. You're not fooling me. You're lying right now.
No.
And so if I take myself back two Christmases and I put that Andrew at the house and I'm asking Trish, because she went with me, how do I look? She'll say, you look so handsome. I'm like, I'm lying. I know you're lying.
This is where men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or however that goes. Women aren't as big on the outside as they are about what's inside of you. Men are visual.
Mm-hmm.
Women are more about who you are, your personality, who you are inside.
Yeah, but some of us men care about what's on the inside.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah.
But we like
the
outside, too.
Yeah, it's nice when the outside matches the inside.
Yeah. Like a great personality and a great rack.
Yeah.
It's a good combo. It's a good balance.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. That sounds scientific.
I mean, yeah. So she does love you. She thinks you're the handsomest thing in the world, no matter what.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
I think the same thing about her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a sensitive man.
You are.
I really am. I I care about feelings. I think a lot about feelings and how they feel.
You got to be careful not to trust your feelings all the time.
That's true.
Because, I mean, I can tell you, you know, feelings can be deceptive when they're in your mind.
I think some people trust their gut too much. Like, your gut isn't always right. I understand in certain scenarios your intuition may be accurate, and you may have a few times in the past where your gut did steer you in the right direction, but sometimes your gut's lying to you.
Yeah.
It really is. And you need to say, if you're going to trust your gut, you got to have your gut and something else.
Yeah, a little something else to go on. Now, yeah. I would say an exception would be like if you're going to your car at night and you just get this feeling. Now that, regardless of whether there's anybody out there or not, I would listen to that.
Well,
but, you know, just like a regular everyday, you know.
I don't know. Did you have a... by the way, thank you for everybody hanging out with us tonight.
Yeah.
We're live. For those that don't know, we have actually, Bird, I feel like you've gotten shorter in your shot. Has that happened? Bring your chair up. How did that happen?
I don't know. What the hell's happening?
Look how short you look in the shot.
Hey, did I not tell you?
Hold on.
Is it just because he's slapped? No, he's short. Bring your chair up. Bring your chair up.
No,
see
let's
what,
not do
yeah,
that
come
again.
On. Dude, I swear I had this there. Lined up perfectly. Is that as high as it goes?
Yep, that's all the way
That's
up.
Good.
No, it's not.
No, it looks like my hair out of the picture. Well, no, it's not. Oh, it's different. Oh, it's okay.
Bring a chair all the way up. All right, now bring it down a notch. But that's good. That's good right there. It's perfect. I got a feeling he did something with his chair like after
I
we started.
I did not.
Okay. I believe you. I was just wondering, because you were literally like 6 inches shorter than you were when we started. I don't know what happened. Speaking of being shorter, let's talk about babies.
Babies.
I have no idea what you brought to the table today, but I think it's something about babies.
Yes, and what is the holiday for today?
President's Day.
President's Day.
I had no idea.
Yes, I did a little bit of research, and I came up with baby pictures of presidents. Now, they're not going to be presidents you don't know. You know all of these presidents.
Okay.
And most of them are going to be like within the last 50 or 60 years. There'll be a couple of older ones. But what we'll do is we'll look at the baby, and then you have to guess. Now, because Tony and I already know, but you'll have to guess what president it is.
Okay. So I'm playing this game.
You're
Sir,
playing this
prize?
Game.
Like, do I win something if I get enough right?
Yeah, I'll get you a Mountain Dew.
Out of Tony's fridge?
Yeah.
Okay. I figured.
Yeah, you win something, yeah.
Yay!
All right. Let's play this game. For the sake of entertainment, let's get some presidential music going, shall we?
Oh, good call. My bad. 1 second.
We can, that way we can have a little special effects to it. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Think about that.
Let me pull something up here. How about?
See, look, I'm coming up. This is your game show, and I'm coming up with the ideas.
How about
there
that?
There we go.
Okay, we got some music.
Here all comes
right. Eclipse.
Okay.
And here we go.
So am I guessing?
Who do you think that is? What president do you think it is?
I mean, that's got to be George Washington, right?
I don't know. Let's see.
Oh, yes! hey now. Look at that. Look at that.
Okay, we're going to go to our next one.
Okay.
Now, who would that baby be?
That's a tired ass baby right there. That would be Ronald Reagan.
Oh, let's see if it's it.
Hey now. Look at that.
All right, we got our third baby. He's a strange little fella.
Would that be? Man, he looks so concerned. Would that be FDR?
Not FDR, but
you're close.
You're close.
What did I say?
You said FDR.
What did I mean?
Well, you might have meant something else, DR.
Yes.
Come on, you can do this.
Am I saying Franklin
What's
D...
What's a soft plush toy that everybody loves to hold?
a bear.
And what do they call the first name of the bear?
Bryant.
No! It rhymes with Eddie.
Freddie.
Oh,
what is going on?
Teddy.
Think of an old
Teddy,
president.
Teddy. There you go. Okay, Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay,
So I got it right. It says Theodore on the picture.
Yeah. All right, we have our next one. Look at that cute baby. Mm.
You got to know that one.
Handsome little baby.
That kid looks like he's going to grow up and destroy the Federal Reserve, but then the government kills him. I think it's probably Jonathan F. Kennedy.
Yes.
Oh, no.
I'll pretend like I didn't see that
one. Okay.
So JFK.
Yes, JFK.
All right. Even though these are obvious.
This looks like a baby that would... probably the last baby to get set up by its own government. Donald Trump is the current one. I think that is Dick Nixon.
Dick Nixon, yes.
Look at that. Yeah. Hey now, hey now, hey now.
Man, you're killing it.
Look at me go.
A little tough with Teddy, though. Who is that?
This is a guy. Fella. This is a baby that looks like he'd be pretty popular with the black community.
Yeah, I think so.
Would it be Honest Abe?
Honest Abe, let's see.
Hey now!
You're killing this. I should have gotten Millard Fillmore in there or something.
Yeah, you should have got a...
Okay, all right. See if you can figure that one out.
FDR?
FDR. This one... This one looks like...
Clinton.
He is going to grow up to be gay... But he won't admit it, so he secretly marries a transgender and spies on his political opponents. Could it be Barack Obama?
Could it be? Yeah!
Hey now! Look at that.
Okay, it's going to get a little tougher here.
This is...
It's tough.
Is it Dwight... It's an hour, no?
No, it's not.
Oh, God.
Johnson.
You should have got that one.
All right. Now, who is that cute fella?
Where did you get these pictures?
He is so cute.
This baby looks like he is going to grow up to be the greatest thing to ever grace politics, much less the greatest president ever. Donald J. Trump.
Hey now! All right, we got a couple more.
Man.
This is a baby that I would say started smoking cigars at an early age.
Yes.
And just like a child, put things where they're not supposed to go.
Yes.
Is that Slick Willie? That's right.
Yeah. All right, now I believe this is the last one. So we'll see if you can
this
one out.
I've got my vape tangled.
He hasn't changed much since he was a baby.
Is that Joe Biden?
So you got all of them except one. So it was like, I think there were 11. So you were one for 11. Or 11.
I got a 10.
Right, yeah.
In most contests, like if you got 10 right, that's good. It's usually 10 out of 10. So we'll just say.
Yeah, I thought the Linden might throw you a little bit.
Yeah, that's fine. I got it. Did you have a Eisenhower baby picture? Because I bet they look almost identical.
Yes, I did. But, I had all of them. But the old ones, I had like a Calvin Coolidge, and all those. But, they can be difficult to remember. So I thought that we would stick with the Hall of Presidents, something more recent.
That's good. You did a good job. That was a good President's Day. I am struggling to stay in the middle. Look, I'm sitting like Bird now. Look at my chair. I'm sitting in the side.
And
you're straight. I can't. I'm trying to get used to this new setup. So I'm... with the camera changing, I'm like trying to figure out how to stay. Let me just hug the table here.
You're doing a JFK back and to the left. Yeah. Right, the other way around.
Yeah. Speaking of JFK. J. So what else is new, John Byrd, with you?
I'm entering a new phase of life. I just discovered recently that
oh my God,
I'm getting younger.
Wait, what?
I'm getting younger. I went to the doctor the other day. That's why I didn't want to tell anybody. And he told me that I appear to be getting younger. He said, right now, I'm at about 56 or so. So, you know, I mean, I'm worried, am I going to die at 30? I mean, is it a Benjamin Button thing or what is it? I mean, I do take care of myself, you know, but it's weird. I used to, you know, my gray hair is receding. You know, the only thing is my memory's getting worse. So that would be something that I can't figure out.
If your memory's getting worse, how would you know then?
Gee, I didn't think about that. My memory's getting worse. Oh, because I can't think about it. I'm like, oh, what is that? What is that? What is that? You know, I do that a lot. I think what's really helping me to grow younger are the brain yoga, the brain yoga game that I do. And I do spend a good bit of time laying in my walk-in closet with the lights out, with my little Bluetooth speaker, with the theme from Interstellar playing. I take off my glasses and I just stare into the abyss. So I think that really helps to open my mind, but it doesn't help me remember anything. Maybe me doing that is making it worse. You know?
Okay, no, it's fine, it's fine. I felt like you needed to get that out, and I was just trying to let you do your deal.
I appreciate that.
There was something earlier. I was flipping through Facebook. You know, Facebook's got Reels, and it's kind of like TikTok, and I was flipping through some of those. There was, and Tony, you may pull this up on YouTube. There is a girl that does a podcast, and her name is Bobby, B-O-B-B-I Althoff. Okay. Now, I want to just explain. She is, and Tony made a great analogy earlier. He says it's kind of like a Zach Galifianakis deal.
Oh.
So this chick is extremely dry, and she interviews what would be famous people, and it seems like the famous people don't get the fact that she's just so dry, and it makes for a really good podcast. Actually, the podcast is called The Really Good Podcast. Let's look through these real quick. Let's test one, and I know this girl don't care if we promote her or not, but we're going to promote her. Look through the names. Let's see. Jessica Alba, you got Bobby versus Bobby. That's, what's that guy's name? Bobby Chin?
Yeah.
Who else? Offset.
Shaq.
Shaq might be a good one. Who else?
This one's got 3.8 million views. There's a 5.4 million. Tyga?
Let's see. Mark Cuban.
What the heck?
Mark Cuban's a jerk. Really good. Let's try the Shaq one and just see what happens.
Okay.
And let's see how this starts. We won't go too far with it.
I'm here with, can you introduce yourself, please?
My name is Dr. Shaquille O'Neal.
Doctor, where did you go to school?
I went to Barry University. I have a PhD in education.
Do you really?
Yes, ma'am, and it's not honorary.
Like you actually went?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, congratulations on your career as a doctor.
Thank you.
What type of medicine do you practice?
No, not that type of doctor.
What type of doctor are you?
I'm not a medical doctor.
You're a psychiatrist?
No.
You
have a minor in psychology.
You have a minor? Oh.
Yes.
So you're like a therapist.
I can be if I want to.
Okay.
I also could have been a professor, but I don't.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Do you see patients regularly?
All the time.
And they talk to you about their problems?
They don't talk. They just listen.
You just talk to them?
Yes.
About your problems?
Yes.
And they pay you for that?
Well, they don't pay me, but...
Why do you do that? Charity?
Because I'm the love doctor.
No way.
Okay.
They don't pay me because if they pay me, that would be illegal. So I guess it's free.
Great. thank you for sharing that with me.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for seeing me and being on my podcast today. I do appreciate you doing that and taking your time.
I'm a big fan of yours. I actually love you dearly.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I do. Yes. I appreciate that. I like your sunglasses.
Thank you.
Do you always wear them?
Yes, ma'am.
You never take them off even when you shower?
No.
That doesn't get uncomfortable?
I don't really shower.
Ever?
No.
I can kind of tell. It smells a little bit in here.
I smell like roses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I like wearing old ladies' perfume.
Do you take it from an old lady or you just go to the store and you ask for it?
My robbery days are over. I just go to
the store. I didn't mean like steal it. I meant like, do you get it from a store?
Yes, I get it from the store.
Okay. You don't like meet up with an old lady and ask her for her whatever she uses? No.
No, the diesel don't do old ladies yet. But I am checking in the old folks home when I turn 69.
That's soon,
so
isn't that?
It's I don't know what it is about these, but like I find them so incredibly entertaining.
Yeah.
Because it's stupid.
Uncomfortableness.
Yes. It's just like stupid. Let's see if there's one more while we're looking through here. I didn't recognize any of the other names. Just, let's see. I don't know these other people. I don't want to watch somebody I don't know. Screw it. We don't have to watch anymore. It's fine. It's whatever. Who cares? I came across her on like a reel, like Facebook reels or whatever. And I was like, this is stupid, but this is funny. And I don't know where she came from, like who she is or whatever. But she's like, she's got a good shtick going. I think maybe we should do that with you and bring in guests and have you just have this weird persona where you're.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that would work with Man on the Street.
That's true. You
actually
could give
I've got to tell you guys this, okay? It was going to be a surprise for you guys.
No, God.
But you know how I am with surprises. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is great. Okay, we mentioned this one time during a break on the station about, you know, doing this. I was like, man, that'd be great. Guess what I did? I went to the Amazon, and I ordered a triangle mic flag for us, and we'll be able to put the line on it.
Really?
So that way, when we do the videos, it'll look professional.
Yeah, I've thought about that, too. Tony Gump, look at John Bird's camera. He is now too high. I feel like we're being screwed with. What's going on here?
Lower the seat.
What is going on?
I don't know. Now there.
All right,
is.
Tap your seat down just a couple notches. That's
there
good.
You go, right there.
Okay, so now, everybody, take a mental picture of where John Bird is at. Look at him.
He just went up again.
I did?
I think he did.
Oh, okay. All right, now here's what it is. Something I learned from a young age is always shoulders up, back, and down. That's the proper posture. So sometimes I find myself doing that, and then I'll do the shoulder up, back, and down.
You have never used proper posture on this podcast. Never. Where does that come from? I've never heard you do that.
Yeah, I do. I've done it for years. I do it at work all the time because it's easy to find yourself slouching.
This is my John Bird impression on the podcast. This is how you traditionally are. You're doing good today, but this is John Bird normally. And he's talking. And he's talking. That's John Bird normally.
Back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing pretty good. I like this new setup. This may be actually helping me out.
You think so?
Yes.
I'm not. I'm going to be honest. I'm not comfortable. I will at some point, but I'm having to get used to. Like, so when I look at myself, I am above my camera. All right, and so
you're a little bit to the left. That's pretty good. That's pretty good right there.
I look like I'm special because when I'm watching myself, I'm looking up. And so the audience is like, why is he not staring at me? Is he weird? Does he have autism? And so I'm having to get used to this. Anyway, or is there something else I was going to bring up? Tony, check your email for me. That's what I was thinking of.
Okay.
With that podcast, wait, somebody say Boomer's in jail?
What?
What? Bama Phoenix said, where's Boomer? In jail? Oh, is he in jail?
Oh.
What if he was? That is interesting. He's not. And I didn't notice him texting the show today either.
Well, maybe he was doing something with the Birmingham Stallions because, you know, he's a big Stallions fan, does a lot of stuff to help them out.
Mm.
So maybe he's doing something with the Stallions today.
See, now I need to know. What's his first name?
Boomer. Brock.
Brock, that's right. I was trying to look him up on Facebook.
Yeah, I hope he's okay.
Oh, he sent me a message and it asked if 6 o'clock. Let's see. Where are you at, Cole?
Uh-oh.
So he wasn't in jail at 5 p.m., so that's good. But I don't know.
I hope nothing bad has happened.
Well, he's okay.
Does it have the little green light?
No.
Oh, boy.
So it was active 1 hour ago. Although, he's going to be really excited when he finds out we were talking about him.
Yes. Well, we care about him. We love him.
We love
man.
Boomer.
Come but if Boomer's in jail, it's not going to be good. At least he can give us a good story on the show. Yeah, I don't think he'd be in jail unless the cops raided his home because he's usually in one place.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe disturbing the peace. Maybe he was peeing outside or something.
DTP. Disturbing the peace.
Yep.
Anyway, what was I talking about before I got sidetracked? Now, Bam Phoenix has started a rumor that Boomer's in jail.
Sent me an email.
Yes. So, there's also, this is something else I came across in my mindless scrolling, and it's something called Cut. And Cut is apparently a dating type game. And I don't know a whole lot about it because I've never watched episodes. I've only seen short clips of it. But they take two people. They blindfold them and then put them at a table. And they just talk to each other. They can't see each other. They just talk. And then they have to decide if they like that person or not.
So these are strangers that you put.
Correct. So as we're talking about loving somebody for what's inside,
yes.
That's what we have here. I think that's the way the show works. All I know is they have two people and there's a button in the middle. So maybe they take the blindfolds off first and then see each other and then decide to push the button.
No, I think it would be the other way around.
I don't know. We might need to
because pull. It's like, you know, they're thinking, man, I don't really like this guy. So I was like, eh. And then they take the blindfold. She's like, wow.
Tony, save that video, okay. But pull up another YouTube tab and just look up cut show. Cut videos or I don't know what it is. Cut dating, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, cut dating button. That works.
Button.
Hottest button to button. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Let's see. Maybe let's just go with that. Just pick one of any random one. Teens or well, yeah.
This one?
That's fine, yeah.
Okay.
You just right. Any of them. And maybe we can get an idea.
Someone who doesn't have a J-O-B.
Yeah, someone who doesn't have a job.
I don't have a job.
You don't have a job?
Welcome to The Button, a speed dating show. When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date for a new person.
Get out of here.
If two people can last on a date for 10 minutes, they win an all-expenses-paid second date.
This is The Button.
Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. My name is Joaquin.
Nice to meet you. My name is Amy.
Amy?
Yes.
Yeah, where are you from, Amy?
I am from Queen Anne.
I don't know what Queen Anne is. I'm sorry.
We are currently in Queen Anne.
Okay,
right
cool.
Now.
Yes. Cool.
Amy, ask him why his outfit.
Yes. Why the spacesuit? Why the astronaut?
a lot of people are interested in outer space, and I'm interested in inner space.
Okay, tell me more.
People look, they see space and the stars, and they see all this stuff, and they're like really turned on by it, and I'm kind of disgusted by the negligence of outer, the use of money.
I'm trying to get in your space, baby.
How's your weekend been so far?
I've been pretty good. I celebrated my best friend's birthday yesterday.
Oh, Taurus? Okay, I saw a murder last night.
Okay.
Oh, attempted murder. I was filming a video in California, and I saw a man get shot in the neck. And now we're trying to sell it to a news station. Okay. It's absolutely batshit crazy.
Good God.
I think she's weirded out by me.
Hit that button, girl. Yeah. Hit that button.
He beat her.
So why did you press on me?
I immediately knew you were not interested. Right off the bat.
Just because you thought that I wasn't interested, that's why you didn't want to continue conversation?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get married and have like 100 kids, so like, why waste each other's time?
Right? I respect that. Like, I hope you have fun on your next date.
Thank you.
Huh.
Hello.
Interesting.
Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon.
This dude's a little aggressive.
Joaquin, nice to meet you.
Joaquin.
Are you each other's type?
You can say no, it's okay.
I know, yeah, you're not my type off of like first looks.
He's gonna hit her with a buzzer first.
To someone funny, confident, and not afraid to show emotions. Does that describe you, Joaquin?
So well into like the extreme aspects.
What do you mean extreme?
Like if I'm heavily invested in someone, like if I'm actually seeking to build a future with them, like I give them all of me.
How soon do you give all of you?
That's what I'm struggling with. I'd say love bombing, but not from a place of. Why did you not want to go on a date with me?
Like you said, you love hard. Mm-hmm. I don't want to break anyone's heart because I'm not at that point right now.
Okay, thank you, Joaquin.
Thank you.
Okay, so it's not just the one; like it's just whoever hits the button on the other, and they just swap out and go throughout the show. Okay. Okay, I see what's going on here. So you could have, I thought this was like Joaquin's episode, and he was, you know, he was the guy and buzzed him, but they swap out. All right, let's see what this chick, let's see who she gets, and let's see how she reacts to it.
What's your name?
I'm Ida.
I'm Dominique.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. So
he should reach in for the handshake and then psych her out and hit the button.
What are you two looking for in a relationship right now?
I'm a tender person, man. I need somebody to be tender with me, man. I used to be out in the streets.
You about to get buzzed.
I never been. I don't got a large number. What about you?
So I want someone same as you, like kind of like caring, but also like grow together. Just don't be on your sex shit. Like I really just don't like that kind of stuff. I've met grown ass men that are children. If you're a child, don't fuck with me.
I mean, how much do you understand what they're going through?
If you're in a predicament where you're trying, that's not, I will never jump that.
Boring! Hit the button! Good Lord.
They're going on a date.
You think they're going to hook up?
Yeah, they're going to hook up.
All right, so these two suck. There was the other one. I think that other video, Tony, had like highlights or something.
Okay.
So we can get through all this boring crap and actually get some juicy stuff.
Okay.
Let's try this. And if this doesn't work, I officially apologize to everybody for even bringing it up in the first place.
A lot of pressure on you.
Sorry.
Do you know how, like, if there's someone you really like, you like the smell of them?
Yes.
I'm the same with my dog.
Okay.
Do you have any dogs? Yeah.
Welcome to the button. God. You made it weird, bro.
When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date.
Oh, they have to wait for it to turn red.
If two people can last on a date for 10 minutes, they win an all expenses paid second date.
This is the button.
Hello.
Hi.
I like your shirt.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Did you get it at like a thrift store or something?
Oh, yeah. I got it from my friends.
Oh, Napoleon.
Makes 1,000 plus tortillas a day.
I do make a lot of tortillas every day.
For like work or?
Yeah, that's how I make my money. Yeah, that's kind of what I do.
I know for a fact I saw this guy on How to Catch a Predator. I know for a fact.
Yeah. You know, if you're hanging out with me, you can get fresh tortillas anytime.
Nice.
Oh,
you don't want his tortilla.
Take your tortilla ass out of here.
Can I get the fuck out of here? What's the yeah, sounds good.
Hello. I'm Abby.
I'm Cody.
Nice to meet you.
What do you do for like your hobbies?
I'm really into K-pop.
K-pop?
I'm into K-pop concerts.
Nice. Like BTS.
Oh, yeah.
Blackpink.
As soon as it hits red, hit it, brother.
Why do you hate feet?
I just think they're really gross.
Can you show her your feet?
Do you want me to show you my feet?
Oh, yes, do it.
Oh, nice.
She's gonna, man, they can't wait.
There are nice feet.
Cool. How do we feel about the feet?
Buzz him.
Yeah.
Do it before it's too late.
Don't blame you. I'm not a big fan of feet, especially
for sure.
I'm a big climber, so my climbing shoes get kind of rough.
Yeah, but what's a normal Sunday for you?
I get up, climb, and lately we've been doing a lot of barbecues.
Oh, yeah, she's been waiting.
Why did you reject me?
Oh, I'm just not really like an outdoorsy person. Like, you're
I'm
really
getting a witch vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, bro. Move along.
Oh, here comes the next one.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
How are you?
Good.
What makes you horny?
Sorry?
What makes you horny?
He almost hit the button.
I don't know. It's weird. I'm an ass man. Mm-hmm. Is that weird to say?
Oh.
Sorry. It's going to sound hella whack, but none of the guys have got to press the button yet.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. So there's a lot of drama.
Oh, yeah, and they're gonna like scheme to push the button before he does
Carrick,
next time.
Nice to meet you.
Carrick?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you.
Carrick?
I have a fact about Julie. She was banned from Hinge.
Banned from Hinge?
Look at him. He's all
what
focused.
Did you do?
I was unhinged, and
oh, shit.
I would fire back to anybody that would make too early of a sexual... Why'd you reject me?
I feel like we were vibing more than the last girl, but like still kind of wasn't.
This dude's such a cheater, yeah, man. He's just hitting the button to hit it.
I got banned off Tinder, so I guess we had that in common.
Jasmine. Yeah,
nice
I like your earrings.
Thank you.
And we have the same cool earrings.
Yeah, true. Mine's a little bigger, but.
Jasmine likes nerdy frat guys.
Nerdy frat guys? That's not me.
What are you? How would you describe yourself?
I don't know. Yeah, why'd you reject me? Was it because I rejected the last two?
No, I'm not.
Shit, huh?
No, I'm not petty like that. But shit. Maybe a little bit.
That's all right.
But like it's not my time. It's okay.
No, it's all right.
You seem like a cool person, though.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah.
Safe. I'm Danny.
Hi, Danny. I like your sweater.
Thank you. It felt like the right day to wear this sweater.
Yeah.
This is my first time wearing it.
This seems like... I would, I don't know. This seems like it'd be stressful. I would never want to. I'm honestly at this age, like, I don't know how you guys feel, but it would be so, what's the word I'm looking for? It would suck to have to date right now. Like yeah. If you're wide open, you know, you're different. You got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, Tony and I are both married. But, like, to be in the dating scene at this age, because, like, if you're single at this point in your life, you're damaged goods. And all you have to choose from are damaged goods.
Wait a minute.
You know what I'm saying?
I've been with my girlfriend since July, so that was a long period of time before that.
I mean, like, I don't mean you, but I'm saying, like, the pool that
no,
you're choosing from.
Yeah, the dating apps, it's pretty brutal.
Yeah, don't do dating apps. Like, that's just a bad idea. There was a documentary I watched. What did I say it was called? Lover, Stalker, Killer?
Oh, yeah.
Look up Lover, Stalker, Killer trailer and see if there's a trailer for it. I'm sure there is. It was on, there it is, trailer. Yeah. Now, watch this. This is wild, okay? This is, y'all seriously need to watch this on Netflix. It's really, really good. It's right up my alley with documentaries.
No matter how well you hit it off with somebody on a dating site, you don't really know who they are.
This was one of the strangest, most unpredictable cases I'd ever worked in.
Prosecutors allege a love triangle turned fatal.
I was starting over as a single person, and I was determined to enjoy it. That's when Cherry Farber came into my life. Our first date, I had made it clear I was absolutely not going to be tied down. She says, Lord, this is just fun. And I was like, oh my God, yes, I'm in. I hopped back online. That's when Liz came into my life. She was very smiley, energetic. She liked motorcycles. I had a motorcycle. That was match made in heaven. And then one morning, I get a text from Cherry Farber. It was a total shock.
Oh.
The messages started slowly, but it ramped up.
The implication was, if I can't have you, nobody will.
I was on a road to having a mental breakdown.
I thought I'd seen it all. I hadn't seen anything like this.
Then things got worse.
This is now a complete different investigation.
I was terrified.
I've got to catch this person, but I can't find her. I was trying to find a pattern in the chaos.
I found something that was missed by the original investigators.
The case took a 180 just like that.
It was hard to know what was real and what I might be imagining.
At this point, the stakes were high. Who knows what they're capable of?
911,
what's your emergency?
I've been shot.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay.
And this is 100% true, okay? And it's on, it was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
100% true and a fascinating, fascinating documentary.
Yep, and I saw it last night.
Oh, did you?
Sure did.
What'd you think?
I might watch it tonight. I've got it on
my
watch.
Yeah, it was pretty
list.
Good. Amy watched it too, and there's a twist at the very end that's really good. I don't want to give it away, but yeah, it's worth it.
Oh yeah, dude. If you want something to watch tonight, just don't do it like when you're trying to go to bed because you don't want to miss it. Like it's that good.
Is it one of those episodic things? Or is
no.
All
no. Just
oh,
one
good,
deal.
Good. Good.
One deal, and you're locked in. Man, that was so good.
It's one deal, and I tell you what, I feel so bad for that guy.
Oh, I know.
And the girl that got killed. Well, anyway, I won't give it away.
Oh, Tony!
Tony!
I didn't say any names.
Everybody got killed, okay?
Somebody got killed. I don't know.
I'm just kidding. No. He didn't.
Somebody always gets killed in those types.
He's like, stop, Tony, stop. It's fine. We just ruined it for like 20 people. That's okay. It's not that big a deal.
Oops.
There was another documentary. Okay, so I need to rectify this situation. So remember when I said on the radio show that True Blue kind of sucked outside of the How to Catch a Predator?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot more on that streaming service than I thought, and there's a bunch of good stuff on there.
Really?
Documentaries mainly.
Oh, man.
But
some docs.
So it was my fault for not realizing that there was that much more stuff on it. I just watched like two or three other shows, and they weren't good, but the rest of it's good stuff. There's one called Take the Red Pill, and it is a documentary that is conducted by a feminist. And this feminist goes into what is called look up documentary, see if you can find that. Goes into what is called, yes, this is it. That's the whole movie. See if you can find a trailer. She goes into this men's rights group. Here you go. We'll watch it here. I'm not even all the way through this one, but this one is actually good. Keep in mind, feminist doing a documentary on a group that is all about men's rights and how men are disadvantaged in society.
Oh.
It'll challenge the way you think. Well, I mean, some of y'all. But anyway.
One in three American women.
And equal rights for women in the United States
have been found guilty of raping a West Virginia teenager.
Misogynist rantings would be at home in the far-reaching internet subculture widely described as the men's rights movement.
Declaring the month of October to be Bash a Violent Month.
I decided to go where no feminist has gone before and
the
meet
kitchen.
These men's rights activists.
Sorry, I couldn't help
men
it.
Boys are in crisis, and they need your support because they are human beings, too. And you will not shame anybody here into silence about it anymore.
He had the shakes.
Yeah.
Every society survived based on its ability to train its sons to be disposable.
The U.S. government does not want to send you to die. They'd rather send me to die.
93% of workplace fatalities are men. 4 of 5 suicides.
The family court system truly is biased against men. I mean, there's just no question about it.
How can anybody not be angered by it? But if you start to talk about those issues, people get hostile.
White men's rights will fight.
You are f***ing scum.
We're somehow disempowered because we're white men. Maybe it's just because you're pathetic.
The paradigm that most people live by, men have all the power, women don't make the same money for the same work, that is feminist training.
Flexibility in roles is where we should be all headed.
So where do the men's movement and feminism disagree?
Is the men's rights movement the gender version of the white nationalist movement?
The men's rights movement is part of the backlash. Grandfather's generation probably had it pretty well. Well, you know, grow up.
She told her friend she's going to trick me into fathering the child.
I called a bunch of domestic violence shelters. Every place said, we don't help men.
When I reported my domestic assault, I did not bring up the fact that I was sexually assaulted. There was no way he was going to believe that I was going to be a victim of sexual assault.
Although evil's the world's from patriarchy, but we're the ones dying, and we die for you guys.
I don't know where I'm headed, what I believe.
This is not flattering to men, to talk about men's vulnerabilities.
We're not blaming men. We just named everything bad after them.
So far, it's been really good.
I agree with everything you said, but there's still some kind of unsettling doubt.
So far, from what I've watched, I've thought it was good. I was surprised, so far, to the point that I'm at, I was surprised at a feminist's ability to be open-minded going into it. And she talks about challenge. I don't know where she ultimately lands, if she goes back to her feminism or what. But as far as men's rights, this was, it gave you some things to think about. Because we live in a society where it's about this disenfranchised group or this, you know, race or this gender, and everybody's got their stance on they're being held down by the man or by another race or whatever. And nobody really thinks about, like, the men. But at the end of the day, and by the way, we've got a podcast coming up Friday that's going to be about being a man. I've got 2 guests coming in, good friends of mine, and I'm excited to do that. But we don't think about... we don't think about those stats, but at the same time, as I was watching it, my thought is, well, that's the way God made us. Like, the men die at a higher rate in workplace accidents because we're made to do those harder physical jobs, more dangerous jobs. Same thing with the military. It's a majority of men because that's the way we were made. You think about the family structure and all these things. And so, where it's not pitching the idea of more women need to be in dangerous jobs or whatever, it's just making the point that we have our roles as people, as male or female. You know, they're like, only 4% of Fortune 500 CEOs are women and all these kind of things. And it's just like, you know, that's just the way it's worked out. Men make more than women. Well, you know, women have a lot of things that they have to do. They can't do certain jobs, or a lot of women can't do certain jobs. They have to take time off, being pregnant, working at home, whatever. And there's a lot of factors in it. But anyway, I didn't mean to get that deep on that.
I don't want to get deep, but I was curious, what if the Titanic happened today? Okay, you brought back the Titanic, you send out a bunch of people, say a Disney cruise, you know, a world cruise or something.
Yeah.
Send it out. Sink the ship. You only got so many boats to save everybody. What's up with the women and children first thing? Is everybody going to just, all the guys push the women away and get on the boat and say, hey, it's 2024, bitches. This is how it is.
It's a free for all is what it's going to be.
Yeah.
For everybody. It'll be every man, woman, child for themselves.
Because my natural instinct is to save the women and children just naturally as a man. So is it now, hey, get out of my way?
I think you would probably, because I don't think we give enough credit for there still being a lot of good people. And maybe even, I don't know if I'd say a majority, but there's still a lot of good people out there. What is a fact is you would have men saying, screw you, I'm getting on
right.
here. But you would also have, I would hope, a large majority portion of men on the boat that would, in fact, women and children first.
Well, I think it's split by age, generations.
Yes. Yes.
Right down the middle.
Yeah, that's what it is. I don't know, man.
What if Dylan Mulvaney was in front of you and you were the last two? Would you push her
out of
the way?
I would push her off the boat.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
And say, listen, we're doing each other a favor here.
Yes.
See you, cuz. See you, cuz. Well, we didn't really have a plan for this podcast. We just wanted to hang out with our people. I noticed Boomer finally made it in here.
All right.
Bama speculated that you might be in jail, Boomer. Glad to see you are not. It took me actually messaging Boomer on Facebook. Maybe he forgot. He says he was at Kmart. So,
wait a minute.
Still have Kmart around here?
They don't have Kmarts anymore. What he's lying.
No, he said Target. Lying. Target.
Oh, Target. Okay.
Target, Kmart. It's all the same to me.
J.
But with that, Tony Gump, you got anything to leave us with?
Yeah, teach your kids something useful and don't buy them so much stuff.
Look at that. Look at that. John Bird, with how you have stayed in your spot all show, I cannot describe to you how proud I am.
Thank you.
Of the job. I have been out of frame more than you have today.
Yes, it's been a kind of a switching of roles.
Switcheroo.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to take me some getting used to, but it's fine, I think.
You'll do fine.
I believe in you. Thinking about some different things, because this is actually my bad side, and this is my good side. And see, on both cameras, we've got the wide shot, and even on the wide shot, it's got my bad side.
Okay, what about we do this? We get a Snapchat filter and put it on you where it reverses your face.
Let's see what we look like on the wide shot. Just smile. Somebody screenshot that. Anyway, yeah, whatever you said, Snapchat.
I'm glad you're listening to me.
Final words, John Bird.
Make sure that you listen to your friends and don't ignore them when they're trying to be nice. And don't swallow your own loogies when you're sick. Make sure you spit them out.
Gross.
That's disgusting.
Well, what you'll do, no, what'll happen is you'll end up prolonging your illness. And what if you swallow it and it gets down in your chest? Now, it may be gross, but you know what? It's something that needs to be addressed.
I mean, you're a kidney doctor, so I don't know that. Is that real? Is it true?
Yes. Because especially if it's like kind of greenish, it's got a greenish.
Oh.
Yeah, and you let it slide down. No. You make sure that you've got something near you that you can get it out. You want to spit it out. You want to get it out.
Trish is adamant about any time we're sick, making sure you change out your toothbrush. But yes. I don't know about the loogie deal.
That's smart. But yeah, don't hold loogies in. Don't.
All right.
If something's coming from your lungs, it's best to just get rid of it before it goes into your digestive tract.
Thank you.
Good trick.
Thank you.
Okay, so do this.
Mm-hmm.
Tell to the camera that pitch on the loogie deal, just so we've got an official, you know, you giving the advice.
Okay. If you're sick and your mucus has a greenish hue to it, make sure that you do not let it slide down your throat. Don't swallow it. Spit that loogie out at all costs. If you don't have somewhere to spit it on the ground. It's better than an extra week of being sick.
There it is. Good advice. Hey, congratulations, everybody. Everybody in the chat, thank you for hanging out with us.
Nice.
We'll have, we got two more podcasts coming up this week. We'll be here Thursday and Friday, so make sure you are subscribed. And do us a favor, after this podcast, if you're watching live, go and comment on the video after it's posted regular. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just give us a hey now or whatever helps build us up along the way. So, with that said, back again Thursday.
Thursday.
And until next time, See you, cuz!